Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Natasha. How can I help you? Ma'am, your phone's breaking up really bad.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit.
Yes, I'm just checking to see if your company is legit. I saw something online offering a KitchenAid mixer, and so I'm just seeing if you're legitimate.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
What's the catch?
There is no catch, ma'am. I'm confused.
You're confused, did you say?
Yes. What do you mean, what's the catch?
Okay, so it says you get a KitchenAid mixer for $2.95.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just not possible, I'm thinking. So what goes along with it?
The kitchen mixer?
Yeah. You have to sign up for something?
To get the kitchen mixer, yes, ma'am.
What do you have to sign up for?
You have to put your information in to process the order for the kitchen mixer.
Okay, and then what's done with that information?
They're either going to ship it to you. If it's a sweepstakes, they're going to put your stuff in the information. I mean, in a drawing. If you win it, they're going to email you. If not, you just paid your entry ticket for to get the mixer.
So for $2.95, I get the mixer, and there's no other charges, no hidden charges.
Yes, ma'am.
How do I know my information is secure?
I mean, not to be rude, but if you don't think it's secure, I wouldn't go through with the payment, ma'am.
Okay, so you can't guarantee it's secure.
Huh?
You cannot guarantee me it's secure.
I didn't say that. I said if you feel like it's not secure, don't put your information on there. That's just a personal preference. I can't tell you what to do with your credit card information.
Right. But you work for this company, correct?
I do, but I can't tell you what to do with your credit card information, ma'am. If you feel like it's unsafe and unsecure, don't do it. But if you want to go ahead and process that payment, process the payment.
Well, that's why I'm calling you to see if it's secure, if it's legitimate.
It's legitimate, but you keep asking me like you don't want to take my word for it, so I'm not going to.
I'm asking for a few more details on how are they able to do this? So there's got to be. It's not like they're just giving out these mixers. So there's a reason for it. What is the reason behind it?
There's no reason behind it, ma'am. I'm not sure what you're asking. If you feel like you want to put your information in and get the KitchenAid, then get the KitchenAid mixer. I can't tell you whether or not to get it or not. If you're going to do it anyway, if you want to do it, ma'am.
Well, I'm just trying to find out what is the incentive for them to do this.
Because they want money. Ma'am, I don't know.
So you don't know why your company is doing this offer?
No. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to know why they're doing the offer. I mean, to get money, why else would people sell things?
Well, they're not selling it for $2.95 when they cost about $300 or $400. That's what I'm like. It's like it's too good to be true, so I'm just checking it out. You know, or they want my
mm-hmm.
information or advertisement, or they want my information to do something else with it. That's what I'm trying to find out.
What else would they do with it, ma'am? If you feel like the account or the website is not secure enough to put your information on there, don't do it.
Okay. So I'm taking from you that you don't really know the company you work for.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that right?
That's fine. You, like I said, you can do what you want and you can have your own opinion.
Can you tell me the name of the company?
I'm a third party.
You're a third party. I
mm-hmm.
see. You have no idea who these people are. So, what's your company, the third party? What is that?
I'm not allowed to get that information out, ma'am.
Oh, really?
Yes,
so,
ma'am. Why is she?
What are you, I mean, why would they have a third party? Just to answer questions, to take these calls, because your number is on there.
I'm a third party call center agent, ma'am. We service 100 different supplements and gadgets.
Okay.
Hello, I can't hear you. You're breaking up, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what this is so I can make an informed decision. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm, I hear you.
Okay, so I'm trying to make an informed decision on whether this is accurate or not. So if you're a third party, then what kind of questions come into you?
What kind of questions come to me? Questions about their account. I can't really discuss other people's account over the phone, ma'am.
Well, I understand that, and I don't expect you to do that. But...
Okay, well, is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, I haven't got any information yet, so I don't know. I don't think what you're saying is legal. So that's what I'll do.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great one. Excuse me, ma'am, what'd you say?
Me? I just don't understand who this is or what this is. And this is the number that they put on their site for customer service, but you don't even know who they are. So that doesn't make sense.
Well, I wouldn't expect the third party to know who they are either. But I'm a third party for 100 different supplements and gadgets. They sell dietary products, male enhancement skincare, the KitchenAid mixture you're looking at. They sell RoboCleans, hand vacuums, other stuff like that.
Okay, so when you say the third party for that, are you the one that, if you're not the one that sells it, you're not working for the company that sells them?
No, ma'am. I just take their customer service line. Inquiries about other applicants' accounts.
Okay, so do people actually get these mixers for $2?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what else? Do they sign up for something or... is their credit card used for something else? Do you know?
No.
How it works?
No, ma'am, I do not.
You don't know how it works?
Mm-mm.
Then how do you know for sure that they actually get the mixers?
Because I have tracking numbers.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.